弟兄姊妹们，下午平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
你们好不好
？How are you?
好像没有太多的精神了，到下午精神没有了。
Seems like you're a little sleepy.
我们一同来看一段主的话。
Let's read a passage together.
我们看彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章，我们看第三节跟第四节。
We'll read from verse 3 to 4.
那是彼得说的话，鼓励弟兄姊妹的话。
That is the word of encouragement from Peter to brothers and sisters.
第三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，这耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Verse 3.Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
那还有其他的经文呢，我就不读了。
I will read no further passages.
我一面讲的时候，我一面提出来就好了。
And as I speak, I'll just mention them.
今天下午我要跟大家一同思想一个题目。
This afternoon, I want to meditate on one topic with you.
那是得到基业。
That is to possess the inheritance.
那弟兄姊妹。
Now brothers and sisters.
刚才我们读截断的圣经。
The passage that we just read.
彼得跟那些弟兄姊妹怎么说呢
？What did Peter say to these brothers and sisters？
他说神有大怜悯。
He said God has great mercy。
结果我们都懂，是不是
？We all know this, right？
然后我们主耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，我们都感谢主。
And because Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead, and He has resurrected us, thus we thank the Lord。
那弟兄姊妹，其实啊，我们到这一点上，我们应该已经非常满足了。
We must have satisfied。Because of this.
对不对呢
Right?
两位这位神怜悯我们
But our Lord has mercy on us.
本来我们没有指望的
We had no hope.
本来我们这个人生不知道什么目的的
We had no purpose in our lives.
那感谢神
But thank the Lord.
照着他的大怜悯
According to his abundant mercy.
然后我们得到重生
That we can be saved.
但是彼得的话不是停在这里
But Peter's word does not stop there.
那彼得他继续说下去什么
Later on he said.
他说我们有一个活泼的盼望
We have a living hope.
什么叫活泼的盼望呢
？What is a living hope?
那这个其实这个翻译是可以这样的。
The translation can go like this.
这个活泼的意思啊，就是你去烧一锅水。
The word living is if you're boiling a pot of water.
我想我们都有这个经验啊。
I believe we all have this experience.
当这个水啊要开的时候呢？
When the water is about to boil,
那不是不在跳吗
？There's bubbles coming up.
是啊，你就不能停了，这水一直在跳。
It's steaming.
那意思，这个活泼的盼望的意思，就是这个盼望在你里头是停不下来的。
This word living hope means that this hope does not stop in you.
那如果问弟兄姊妹
，If we ask brothers and sisters,
你有没有盼望
？Do you have hope?
有吗
？Do you?
你说有。
You say yes.
这个盼望活泼吗
？But there's this hope, living hope.
啊，那有点想一想喽。
Then you might have to think about it.
但是彼得他不是。
But Peter did not stop there.
彼得他说我这个盼望是个活泼的盼望。
He said this hope we have is a living hope.
然后这个活泼的盼望是什么
？And what is this living hope?
他是要得着一个不能够朽坏、不能够玷污、不能够衰残、存留到天上的基业。
That we are to possess an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for us.
原来彼得在地上好像没有什么产业。
It's as if Peter had not much possession on earth.
他是一个打鱼的人。
He was a fisherman.
有人告诉我们说，一个打鱼的人，他就住在船上。
We know that fishermen live on a boat.
那他所有的产业就是他的那条船。
And all that he has is the boat.
他没有一个房子。
He had no houses.
但是彼得说他信主之后
，But Peter said after he believed in the Lord，
他就知道有一个非常叫他兴奋的东西。
He knows there is something most exciting for him.
那叫做天上的产业。
That is a heavenly inheritance.
那弟兄姊妹
，Now brothers and sisters，
你知道吗
？Do you know？
我们的主给我们的是什么呢
？What is that the Lord had given us.
不单要我们得到重生。
Not only we are regenerated.
重生好不好？
Is that good?
重生当然是好。
Regeneration is good.
但是只是重生，神说这还不够。
But God said regeneration is not good enough.
神说这必须要你更往前走一步。
God said you have to go on one step further.
那叫做得产业。
And that is called obtaining the inheritance.
我们现在住在温哥华，对产业我们都还敏感了，是吧？
Now we live in Vancouver, we're really sensitive to the word inheritance.
不管怎么样，我们只知道一个事情，现在温哥华的房子越来越贵了。
No matter what, I know the housing prices is skyrocketing in Vancouver.
我们认为说，你这一个房子，你大概不会穷到哪里去。
If you have a house, then you must not be poor.
你同意这个观点吗？
Do you agree with me?
那弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
岂不是地上的？
This is not but things of the earth.
这里神给我们的救恩，
the salvation our God has given us,
不单叫我们重生，
does not only save us,
不单叫我们罪过得到赦免，
nor does it only stop at forgiving our sins,
它让我们能够得到产业，
but it helps us to possess inheritance.
然后它因为这个丰富，你头好像烧开水一样，不停地很高兴，
because it's so abundant that this is like the boiling water that does not stop.
然后我记得我小的时候，
I remember when I was younger.
我家里比较穷。
Our house is not as rich.
那时候呢，我家很小。
My family had a small place.
然后我睡觉怎么睡呢？
And how do I go to sleep?
我有一个床啊，我晚上自己把它搭起来的。
I'll have to make my own bed.
然后叫用帆布做的，叫帆布床。他不懂了，没关系。那是反正是床搭起来，晚上我睡了以后，早上我要把它收起来的。
So I have to take out my bed and unfold it at night, and then in the morning I have to fold it back again.
因为不收起来，根本就没有走路的地方了。
Because if I don't fold it back, then there's no place for me to walk around.
所以每个晚上我床打开，然后第二天早上又收起来。
So every night I would unfold the bed, and every morning unfold it again.
有一天我爸爸告诉我，
One night my dad told me,
他说孩子啊，我们马上要搬家了。
Child, we are moving soon.
那个时候对我来说搬家没什么稀奇，每年都搬一次。
It's nothing special because we move every year.
但是呢，他给我一个消息，我很兴奋。
But he gave me a news that got me excited.
他说搬的那个地方啊，你自己做一个房间了。
He said, in this new place, you'll have a room to your own.
哇，那是不得了的事。
It was really great to me.
我做梦都没想过我会自己有一个房间。
I never dreamed of having a room to myself.
自从听到这个消息以后，
Ever since I heard of that news,
我每天都很兴奋。
I was so excited every day.
我要等着那天的来临。
I was waiting for that day to come.
我可以到那个住的地方去，我自己的小房间，我在里头享受。
So that I can go to the new apartment to go into my little room and enjoy myself.
姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
其实还是地上的。
That is but something of the earth.
我们是主给我们的。
What the Lord has given us
是有天上的基业。
Is a heavenly inheritance.
这个天上的基业叫我们有这个成为活泼的盼望。
And this heavenly inheritance gives us the living hope.
那弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
什么叫做天上的基业呢？
What is a heavenly inheritance?
神到底把什么给了我们呢？
What has God given us?
那弟兄姊妹，我们读圣经我们就晓得了。
Brothers and sisters, if we read the Bible, we know.
救恩分成两段。
There are two parts to the salvation.
第一段，
first part.
神把我们从罪恶死亡里面救出来。
God has saved us from sin and death.
从哪个图画做代表呢？
And that image represents.
那就是当以色列人在埃及。
When Israelites were in Egypt.
在埃及他们很痛苦。
They had a miserable life.
他们生活难过到一个地步。
That their life was so painful.
只是为法老来忙碌。
They labor for Pharaoh.
每天不干别的。
Every day they don't do anything else.
是为法老做织货城。
But they would labor and make a city for Pharaoh.
那这个让法老啊越来越丰富。
So they will make Pharaoh more and more abundant.
我还记得我小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
那时候还在念小学。
I was still in elementary school.
我讲过了，问我爸爸说人生的目的是什么。
I asked my dad, what is the purpose of life?
然后我爸爸给我的回答当然不满意了，叫我用功读书。
Of course, my dad's answer did not satisfy me. He asked me to study hard.
那我想起不对呀。
I thought that's not it.
然后我就翻些书来看。
So I would read some books.
你知道我读到什么结果呢？
You know what is the result I got?
建设好这个社会。
to build a good society.
你要把这个社会啊建设得很好，你存在就有意义了。
You have to contribute to build a really good society, then that is the purpose.
那我想想，其实我人生的意义吗？
And I thought to myself, is that the purpose of my life?
要把社会建设得好吗？
To build a good society.
那我准备好要建设社会。
And I was ready to build a good society.
但后来我想一想，慢着。
But then I thought, wait a minute.
我建设好的把社会建设好，谁来享受呢？
After I build up a good society, who is to enjoy it?
我把我自己牺牲了，谁来享受这美好的社会呢？
I sacrifice myself to make a good society, and who is to enjoy it?
然后我想，如果我有孩子的话，是我孩子。
And I thought if I had kids, then my kids were to enjoy it.
但是那时候我还是小学生嘛。
But I was still a elementary schooler.
哪有孩子啊？
I had no kid.
那我想就不对呀。
And I thought that's not it.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们给这个世界欺骗了很多，你懂吗
？We are deceived by this world.
我们常以为说我们做这个就好了，做这个就好了。
But we thought we do this and it's good enough.
但其实很多时候我们不过为这个社会为法老增加他的财富。
But many times we're doing things.To add on to the wealth of Pharaoh into this world.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
以色列人很痛苦
The Israelites were really miserable.
他前面不知道前途是怎么样
They don't know what is ahead of them.
他叫父求神
And they cry out to God.
神就好吧把他们从埃及拯救出来
And God saved them out of Egypt.
就好像我们在痛苦里头神重生了我们一样
Just as how God regenerated us from our Pains.
但弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
他们从埃及出来
they went out of Egypt,
他们其实不用做什么
they didn't need to do much.
他就跟着摩西就好了
they just need to follow Moses.
来到红海
after they were at the Red Sea,
他们要过红海
they were to cross it.
他们也不用做什么
they didn't need to do much.
他就要站在哪里
they just stood there,
然后就等洪水让水分开
to wait for the water to part.
然后他就可以过去
and then they crossed over.
其实救恩的第一步
the very first step of salvation,
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道出埃及是第一步。
The Exodus is the very first step.
那更重要是什么
？But what is the more importance?
那底下就说要进到迦南美地。
But the next is to go into the land of Canaan.
用我们的话说，那就是进到基督的丰富里头。
In our words, it is to enter into the abundance of Christ.
那用彼得的话说，就是得着这个的基业。
According to Peter's word, is to possess the inheritance.
用约翰的话就是说，那就是我来了要叫人得生命，而且得更丰盛的生命。
According to John's word is, I'm here to give life to men and more abundant life.
弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters，
基督徒不单从受洗就做一个结束了。
Christians' life do not stop at baptism.
不是说现在我是基督徒了，你就毕业了，就停在哪一块？不是的。
It's not to say, oh, I've graduated now as a Christian once I'm baptized.
我们要往前走。
We need to move forward.
我们往前走，得到神给我们的产业。
We need to go forward to obtain the inheritance.
用这句话说，神有一个祝福给我们。
In other words, God has a blessing for us.
这个祝福是什么
？And what is that blessing?
就是基督里头各方面的丰富。
That is all the abundance in Christ.
那当然，圣经里头用约书亚记做一个最好的描写。
And the Bible used the book of Joshua to give us a really accurate depiction.
那今天我不读约书亚记了。
Today I will not read Joshua.
你们回家自己去读哈。
You can read that book by yourself.
那当我们读约书亚记的时候
And when we read the book of Joshua,
我们就发觉一个事实
we found out a fact.
那你怎么说呢
What does it say there?
每一个人都有一份的产业
Everyone has a portion.
那对不起姊妹们那个时候不是对着姊妹说的只是对着弟兄说的
I'm sorry sisters, that was only to the brothers.
当然里头有其他的含义啊今天下午没有时间说的那么详细
There are other meanings but I can't go into details
那每一个人其实用今天新约的话说每一个人都有一份神要你得到的产业
In the word of the New Testament it's that God has a portion prepared for each and every one of us
换句话说我每一个人不应该是贫穷的
In other words, no one should be in poverty.
每一个人都有一份是神给你的产业。
Everyone has a portion from God.
你不要以为说，哎呀，这些服侍的弟兄们，他在神面前当然是有产业了。
Do not think that the serving brothers and sisters definitely have a portion before the Lord.
譬如说 David 弟兄啦，刘丽弟兄啦，袁飞弟兄啦，他们应该是有产业的。
For example, brother David, brother Philip, they all have a portion.
那我呢？
What about me?
我是好好做一个基督徒就好啦。
I just need to be a good Christian.
不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
每一个神的孩子。
Every child of God.
神都给我们一份的产业。
He has given us a portion.
他让每一个进到迦南美地的人。
Everyone who enters into the land of Canaan.
他是能够拥有这个产业的。
He can possess a land.
弟兄姊妹，这是每一个弟兄姊妹你应该知道的。
And this is what brothers and sisters ought to know.
那然后呢？圣经怎么告诉我们？
And then what did the Bible say?
他说我们怎么得到产业呢？
It tells us how we are to obtain the inheritance.
得到产业啊，不是你坐在这里拿一个望远镜啊，去看看看看，看完以后那个产业就是你的，不是的。
It's not for you to obtain an inheritance. It's not for you to see through the telescope, but you have to.
好不好？
Is that good?
不错的，看看也很好。
Just looking at it is good enough.
有的时候你看到一些漂亮的地方，看到一个漂亮的园子，说：“哎呀，如果这园子是我的，那是不错的。”看看是好的。
When you look at the beautiful garden, you think, "Oh, if it's mine, then it's good." But just seeing it is good.
有的时候听一听好不好？
But is hearing it good?
听一听也不错
it's nice
是不是
right
看一看听一听都不错的
to see and to hear is nice
但是叫圣经不是这样说的
but the Bible did not stop there
圣经怎么说呢
what does the Bible say
如果有一份产业是你的
if there is a portion of land that is yours
你要用脚去踏进去一步一步走那才成为你的产业
you have to tread upon the land step by step then it will become your inheritance
那哪有点不同
and that's difference
那如果我领会错了请弟兄们原谅我
forgive me if my feeling is not right
很多国内来的弟兄们啊你们都是搞科学的
many brothers from China are in the science field
我自己不是搞科学的
I'm not in that field
但是我认为然后我可以错他我认为搞科学的人有一个困难
But I think for the people in the science field they have a difficulty
他的困难是他认为说把这东西搞懂了那就是他的
And that is they think if they have understood something then that is yours that is them
这个事情本来他不明白
they did not understand one thing
譬如说这个水怎么变成水蒸气他以前不知道
For example, how the water vaporized, they didn't know.
但是现在搞懂了
But now they understood.
他以为他已经拥有了这个东西了
They thought they have obtained that.
但有的时候事实上不一样
But in reality, it's different.
我举个例子呗
For example,
有的弟兄们去看一本书如何爱你的妻子
Some brothers would read a book on how to love your wife.
他读完几本书
And after that,
然后他读完以后，所有爱妻子怎么做，他都知道了。
After that, he knows everything about how to love his wife properly.
然后他以为他已经爱他的妻子了。
And then he thought he loves his sister.
其实还没有嘞。
But that's not it.
有的时候你这个脑子里头知道，跟你实际拥有是有点距离的。
Knowing is different from what you possess.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
圣经怎么说呢
What does the Bible say?
原来神给我们每个人都有一个份的丰富
God has prepared a portion of abundance for us
但这份丰富我们怎么能够得着它呢
But how can we obtain that portion?
不单是你看见
Not only you have to see it
不单是你听见
Not only you hear it
你要用你信心的脚步一步一步地走上去
But with faith you have to tread upon the land
换句话说
In other words,
弟兄姊妹不是你听了多少的道理
not about how many messages you've heard,
如果你不误解我的话
if you do not take my word mistakenly,
也不在于你读了多少的圣经
it's not about how much Bible you've read,
那当然圣经要多读了
of course you need to read,
但是有的时候你读了圣经你听了很多的道理你基督的生命还不一定能够长起来的
butAfter you have heard many messages and reading the Bible many times, but the life of Christ may not grow in you.
你那个真正的产业你还没有拥有得到。
You have not obtained the true inheritance.
我在座的弟兄们，你们不会是听道的专家吧？
My brothers and sisters, please do not be an expert at hearing the message.
因为我看你们都不太像听道的专家。
Because you don't look like an expert.
你知道我碰到一个专家。
I've encountered an expert in this.
我还记得有一次我讲道。
I remember I was speaking one time.
我这辈子都忘不了的。
I would never forget it.
我讲完下来。
And afterwards I came down.
那个弟兄就跑来了。
That brother came to me.
他说郭弟兄
He said to me, Brother Kwok,
你讲到啊就是把江守道达碧跟史伯克三个人东西加起来就是这样。
Your message is composed of Brother Khan, Brother Sparks, and Darby's message.
哎呀他都听出来了。
He knew it all.
那我不能说不是。
I couldn't say, oh, it's not that.
我说你真厉害啊！我讲了什么你都知道。
Oh, I really admire you that you know everything I am talking about.
哎，我不是 admire 他，我对他不太喜欢。
Oh,
没有关系。弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你有的时候你好像听到听了很多。
Many times seems like you've heard many messages.
我年轻的时候
，when I was younger，
有的时候听了。唱哪一条歌，我也能够猜到今天讲到的题目是什么了。
After this inspiration, I know what is the topic of the message.
其实我已经猜得到了。
I could guess it.
有什么用呢
？What is any use to it?
我们只是脑子里头知道。
We know in our head.
我们头脑里头明白。
We have this head knowledge.
那还不够的。
That's not good enough.
这还不是你的产业。
That is not your inheritance.
圣经说怎么能够成为你的产业呢
？How can you obtain the inheritance according to the Bible?
我们要一步一脚印地走在这个圣经的道理里头。
We have to tread upon the truth of the Bible step by step.
圣经里头所有的真理。
All the truths in the Bible.
我们是可以体会的。
We can experience them.
我们可以来经历的。
We can exercise them.
所以你知道，当约书亚带着神的百姓要进到基督丰富的时候
，As Joshua was about to bring the people into the abundance of Christ，
这跟他们过红海有一点不同了。
It's different from when they crossed the Red Sea.
哪里有一个要求
？There is a requirement.
那要求是什么
？What is that requirement？
如果你读圣经，你就知道了。
If you read the Bible, you'll know.
他们要用祭司要把约柜抬在肩膀上。
The priests have to carry the Ark of Covenant on their shoulders.
那如果我读圣经对的话
，If I read the Bible correctly，
那这部圣经没有这样记载，这是我的体会啊。
The Bible did not record this.
你知道在埃及有没有河
？Is there a river in Egypt？
有吗？当然有啦。
Yes，
埃及最有名的河是尼罗河，是吧
？The most famous river in Egypt is the river Nile.
那所有尼罗河它的水。就是灌溉了整个埃及。
And the water from Nile was
watered
the whole land of Egypt.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
那个时候你在尼罗河边啊，你会游泳，你会潜水，你会抓鱼，你会抓虾，你太多的活动了。
If you live by the water, you know all the activities in water.
那旷野呢
？What about the wilderness？
旷野有河吗
is there a river in the wilderness?
连一条小溪都没有。
Maybe not even a stream.
他们喝水还要指望那磐石有水流出来。
When they drink, they had to hope for the rock to flow out of water from it.
那个见过尼罗河的。
For those who have seen River Nile.
你是在尼罗河游过泳的。
For those who have swam in Nile.
结果怎么样
？What happened to them?
在旷野都死光了。
They've all died in the wilderness.
死了。
They've all died.
那现在呢？结果是新的人起来了。
But now a new group of people came up.
一辈子没见过那么多的水。
They have never seen so many water in their life.
那水涨过两岸。
And that water was above the banks.
他虽然没见过水，他知道丢在水里头会淹死的。
Although they have never seen water, but they know they are going to drown in water.
然后。约书亚怎么吩咐他
？And what did Joshua say to them？
你要扛着约柜
，You have to bear the ark of covenant。
然后你要走到水里
，And you have to walk into the water。
如果你是那个祭司
，If you are the priest，
你看着那些水
，And looking at the river，
你怎么办
？What do you do？
很可能你回过头来
，Maybe you'll turn your head。
看着约书亚
and say to Joshua,
哎，老大，是不是真的这样搞啊？
Hey, are you for real?
真的要走下去啊？
Are you for real?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看那些祭司他就将走到水里头去
All these priests walked into the river
那叫做信心的脚步
And that is, the steps taken by faith
当他这样走下去的时候
As they walk into the river
水很自然从上头就停住了
The water stopped from up there
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
什么叫经历基督的丰富
What is to experience the abundance of Christ?
什么能够得到这个产业
How can you obtain the inheritance?
原来有一个秘诀
There is a secret to it.
那个秘诀就是我们走信心的道路
And the secret is for us to walk on the path by faith.
信心的道路就是不看环境
A path of faith is that we do not look at the environment.
也不看你自己有多少的能力
Nor do we look at our abilities.
你要知道听到就是主的吩咐
But as we know it's a command of the Lord.
然后你就勇敢地走上去
And you walk on this courageously.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
每个人在神面前都有一份的产业
Everyone has a portion in God.
你有没有真的用信心来支取它呢
But have you been obtaining it by faith?
那约书亚给我们一个最好的说明
Joshua gave us the best explanation.
那如果我们读约书亚记
If we read Joshua.
那里告诉我们一个小故事
It tells us of a little story.
有一天
There's one day.
约书亚他自己一个人在这里巡逻
Joshua was patrolling around.
他在为神的百姓在这里想想看到底前面这些土地他怎么征服他
And he was thinking how he ought to conquer the land for the people of God.
弟兄姊妹每一次你得到属灵的产业
Every time when you obtain the spiritual inheritance,
都有属灵的征战
there must be spiritual warfare.
你希望这句话你能够听进去
I hope that you can listen to me.
每一次当你神要把他的产业给你的时候，同时仇敌就不甘心
Every time when God is about to give you his inheritance, the enemy doesn't want that to happen.
他一定不让这个给你的
He will not let that happen to you.
你想看当你愿意来服侍主
when you, if you think about it, when you're willing to serve the Lord,
然后难处就来了，是不是？
And then comes the difficulties.
当你说愿意为主摆上了一点，
when you're willing to offer some of yourself to the Lord,
那个困难就发生在你生命的当中。
Difficulties will come.
我记得有一个弟兄告诉我，
I remember a brother told me,
他说他不读圣经，什么事情都没发生。
That when he read the Bible, nothing happened.
他要读圣经，不读圣经没什么事情发生。
Oh, if he doesn't read the Bible, nothing will happen.
当他好好读圣经的时候
，But when he read the Bible carefully,
他家那个娃娃要么就生病啊，要么就哭啊，反正让他没有心能够定下来好好读经。
The baby in his house will either cry or have a sickness, and that causes him not to be able to read the Bible.
当你真的要往前去
when you're about to move forward,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
仇敌不甘心的
the enemy doesn't want that.
那个时候就有征战
and there will be spiritual warfare.
当以色列人要得到产业的时候
and when Israelites were obtaining the inheritance,
照做神的旨意这个产业要给他
according to the will of God, these were to be given to the Israelites.
照做信心他应该得到产业
according to faith, they are to obtain the inheritance.
但仇敌会来做工的
however, the enemy is at work.
我永远记得有一个的故事
I always remember this story
这不是一个故事是我自己的经历
It's an experience of my own
我在香港认识一个年轻弟兄
I know a young brother in Hong Kong
他很爱主
Who loved the Lord much
他来跟我说
And he came up to me and said
他要好好服侍主
He wanted to serve the Lord well
哪有什么办法
And what is the way to it
然后他跟我说
And he said to me
他的书念得很少
He didn't study much.
他基本上中学都没有毕业。
He didn't even graduate from high school.
那要进神学院基本上好难哦。
It's really hard for him to get into a seminar.
他就来跟我谈。
And he talked to me.
拿我用我有限的影响力。
And using my limited influence.
我把他推到神学院里头去。
I pushed him into a seminary.
然后我跟他说。
And I said to him.
进来不容易啊。
It's not easy for you to come in.
你好好用功啊。
Work really hard.
感谢主。
And thank the Lord.
他跟我说念书好辛苦。
And he said, oh, studying is so hard.
他但是呢，总算四年熬下来。
But he endured through 4 years.
他在香港，我在温哥华。
He was in Hong Kong, I'm in Vancouver.
他寄了一个那个贴纸给我。
He mailed to me a sticker.
不是 sticker, 一个 invitation.
Oh, an invitation.
他说现在是我的毕业礼了。
He said, oh, now is my graduation ceremony.
你好不好来参加我的毕业礼？
Would you like to come and attend?
要我飞那么远去参加毕业礼，我是不去的。
For me to fly that far for a graduation ceremony, I wouldn't go.
不，我为他高兴。
But I'm happy for him.
我为他喜乐。
I'm delighted for him.
哦，总有个年轻弟兄熬了四年，基本上中学没有毕业，现在居然在神学院毕业了。
This young brother who dropped out from high school graduated after 4 years of hard work from a seminary.
我为他高兴。
I'm really delighted for him.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我同时听到一个消息。
At the same time, I heard a news.
那个消息就在他毕业礼的那一天。
At the time of his graduation,
医生告诉他。
The doctor told him,
他的太太得了末期的癌症。
His wife has stage 4 cancer.
他真的搞不明白。
He did not understand it all.
他说主啊。
He said to the Lord,
我准备好服侍你。
Lord, I'm ready to serve you.
这四年那么艰苦，我都熬下来了。
All these 4 years of hard work I've endured.
你别的不拿。
You did not take anything else from me.
你为什么拿我最爱的妻呢？
Why are you taking my beloved wife?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们搞不明白。
We do not understand.
这个弟兄也不明白。
And this brother did not understand.
但弟兄姊妹，
but brothers and sisters,
我知道一个事实。
I know a fact.
当他真的愿意来跟随主，
when he was willing to follow after the Lord,
他真的愿意把自己放在主的手里来服侍主，得到人属灵丰富的时候，
when he was willing to put himself in the Lord and to really serve him and obtain all the abundance in Christ,
仇敌都要在这里工作。
The enemy is at work.
主跟他说话。
And the Lord told him,
来跟从我。
Come and follow me.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我的弟兄就这样跟着主走。
My brother followed the Lord.
他就在主的手里头，主能够使用他。
In the hand of the Lord, he can use him.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么说这个故事？
Brothers and sisters, why did I tell you this story?
你知道，当你真的要得到这个产业，
you know, when you're about to obtain the inheritance,
你真要得到基督的丰富的时候，
when you're about to obtain the abundance of Christ,
很可能有的东西你会丢掉的。
Maybe you will lose something.
有的事情，当然我们认为说，那不好的我们丢掉是应该的，是不是？
You think, oh, the things that you don't really want and you let go of it is good.
但是有的东西你认为是不错的，很好的，但有的时候主也把这个拿走。
But some things that you hold dearly to yourself, the Lord take them away.
主要我们真的能够往前得到这个产业。
The Lord wants us to press forward to obtain the inheritance.
我回到约书亚的故事。
I come back to the story of Joshua.
当约书亚在这里巡逻的时候，
When Joshua was patrolling,
然后约书亚就看见一个人。
He saw a man.
一看这个人就是个勇士。
And he knew he was a warrior.
知道这个人是很厉害的。
He's really a mighty man.
然后手里拿出刀来。
He had a sword in his hand.
然后他就跑过去。
And he went to him.
约书亚也是个勇士。
Joshua is a man of valor too.
然后他就问了一个问题。
And he asked him one question.
这问题你们都知道哈。
You know this answer, the question, right?
你是帮我呢，还是帮我的仇敌的呢？
Are you for us or for adversaries?
你到底帮谁？
Who are you for?
如果你帮我呢，那不错。
If you're for me, then good.
如果你帮我的仇敌呢？
If you're for my enemies,
我现在就解决了你。
I will finish you right here.
其实约书亚的思想
，That is his thoughts.
但是这个人给约书亚一个想都没想到的答案。
But this man gave an answer to Joshua that was out of his expectation.
他怎么说
？What did he say?
不是的。
No.
不是来帮你。
I'm not for you.
也不是说帮你的仇敌。
Nor for your enemies.
我是来怎么？我做耶和华军队的元帅。
But as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.
我来要你听我的。
I've come for you to listen to me.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
My brothers and sisters.
很多时候，我们不是希望主帮我吗
？Many times we hope that the Lord will help us.
你想想看，你每天的祷告。
Your prayers every day.
其实你就是说主啊，帮我吧。
You cry out to the Lord, Lord, please help me.
主啊, 帮我这个,
Lord, help me with this.
主啊, 帮我那个,
help me with that.
你所有的祷告就求主帮你,
all your prayers is asking the Lord for help.
然后再说, 主啊, 这个你就不要帮他了,
and you're saying, oh Lord, please do not help him with that.
这个事情不能发生,
this cannot happen.
这个人, 主啊, 你要管理他,
oh, please discipline this man.
是不是?
Right?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
什么叫做得到基督的丰富呢?
What is obtaining the abundance of Christ?
什么能够进到基督产业的里头呢?
How can you enter into the inheritance of Christ?
你要学的一个功课,
you have to learn a lesson.
我们的主是我们生命的主,
our Lord is the Lord of our lives.
不是帮你不帮你的问题,
it's not about helping you or not.
是他做你的主的问题,
but it's about whether he is the Lord over your life.
弟兄姊妹, 这是何等的不一样,
brothers and sisters, this is so different.
这是约书亚学会的功课,
this is the lesson Joshua learned there.
约书亚现在知道了,
Joshua understood now.
他带着神的百姓,
he's leading the God, the God's people.
他要进到迦南地去,
he was about to enter into the land of
Canaan.
他很自然就有一个想法, he had a thought to himself.
万军之耶和华,
the Lord of hosts,
你来帮我,
come and help me.
如果你不帮我,
if you don't help me,
我怎么能够得着地为业呢?
How can I obtain this land for
然后我亲爱服侍的弟兄们,
my dear brothers who are serving?
很可能你祷告说,
maybe you pray,
主啊, 你帮助我,
oh Lord, help me.
你不帮我啊, 我难说你教会就不能 起来了,
if you don't help us, then South Surrey Christian Assembly will not rise up.
主啊, 你不帮我, 我怎么服侍这些弟兄姊妹呢?
Lord, if you don't help us, how can I serve the brothers and sisters?
主啊, 你不帮我, 我怎么能够把福音传出去呢?
Lord, if you don't help us, how can we preach the gospel?
然后主啊, 还有那些啊, 比较麻烦的弟兄姊妹, 你就制止他。
And Lord, please stop the troublesome brothers and sisters.
啊, 这个也麻烦, 那个麻烦, 主, 你就对付他。
And please discipline them, Lord.
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
直到有一天你听见这样的话,
until one day you heard this word,
主说, 我来不是帮你的,
the Lord said, I'm not here to help you.
我来是做耶和华军队的元帅,
I come as the commander of the army of the Lord.
你来听我的,
you are to listen to me.
不是我来听你的,
not me listening to you.
如果我来帮助 Caleb,
if Brother Kwok were to help me,
我一定问说, 你要我帮什么?
He would ask me, what is it you need help for?
然后他就告诉我说, 你帮我把这个水搬到哪里去, 我要听他的,
and then I would say, oh, please help me to carry this water around.
然后帮我把椅子搬到哪里去, 我都听他的,
help me carry the chairs around, and he would listen to me.
不, 弟兄姊妹,
not so, brothers and sisters.
约书亚学了这个功课,
Joshua had learned that lesson.
学了什么?
What did he learn?
他说, 你是耶和华军队的元帅,
he said, you are the commander of the army of the Lord.
用我刚才那个小故事,
using the little story,
我的弟兄终于明白了,
my brother finally understood.
他不知道为什么他的姊妹主会把他拿走,
he didn't know why the Lord took his sister away.
他不明白为什么在服侍主的路上又有这些的经历,
he does not understand why all these things happened to him as he served the Lord.
我们都为这个姊妹祷告,
we all pray for this sister.
我们为这个姊妹, 我们能够给的, 我们都把自己东西给出来, 是的,
we've given all we could give to the sister.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
我们必须要明白一个事实,
we have to understand one thing.
你怎么能够往前,
how can you go forward?
你怎么能够成为神手里头经历神那个产业的一个人?
How can you be a person who experiences the inheritance of God?
在你生命里头你要认清楚他是你生命的主。
In your life, you must confess he is the Lord of your life.
你知道我们主来不但是不是来帮你的,
you know that the Lord does not come to help you,
主是做你生命的主,
but he comes to be the Lord of your lives.
那是何等的不一样,
that is really different.
约书亚还学了一个功课,
and Joshua learned another lesson.
他指着以色列的百姓说,
he said about the Israelites,
他说你们每个人都有自己的产业,
you all have your portion to the land.
每个人都应该走在你自己的产业上头来拥有这些产业,
everyone should tread upon his land to obtain them.
但是他们怎么做呢?
But what did they do?
他们单言,
they neglected it.
英文跟中文有点不同啊。
It's a little different in English.
其实的意思就是英文这个意思。
But the meaning is neglection.
意思就是说看得不太重要。
Meaning that they don't deem it important.
哎呀，有没有无所谓了。
Well, I don't really care if I have it or not.
我现在活得好好的。
I live a good life.
我现在呢，我身体也不错。
I have a healthy body.
然后呢，我的收入也行。我的收入也行。
Oh, my incomes are good.
然后的房子也不错。
And I have a house.
我开的车也很好。
I have a good car.
我每个礼拜天也来聚会。
Every Sunday I come to church.
唱唱歌。
And I sing hymns.
我要读点圣经。
I read some Bible.
哎呦，那太完满了。
Oh, that's perfect.
人生到此啊，还夫复何求哩？
What else do I ask for in my life?
是吗？
Right?
哎呀，你不要说有很多基督徒就是这样。
Brothers and sisters, some Christians are like this.
没有比这个更舒服了。
There's nothing more comfortable than this.
是吗？我现在能吃好的，住得舒舒服服，那够了。
Now I can eat the things I want and I live a comfortable life. That's good enough for me.
有点小毛病，谁没有呢？
I have a little illness and who doesn't have it?
那算了吧。
I'll let it go.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
约书亚不放过他们。
Joshua would not let them go。
约书亚说这不行。
Joshua said no。
你为什么还单言呢
？Why do you neglect？
为什么你不把这个看作重要呢
？Why do you not think it's important？
你要知道这是何等重要的事情。
You have to know it's crucial。
你要去得结地为业。
You have to obtain this land。
你不能单言。
You cannot neglect it。
你要知道这是神给你的丰富。
You have to know this is the abundance。
你要去得着它。
You have to obtain it.
那弟兄姊妹。
Now brothers and sisters.
今天主同样给我们的造福。
Today we have the same calling.
为了主给我们各样的丰富，我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord for all the abundance He has prepared for us.
我们是过了红海，进了迦南，我们感谢主。
We crossed over the Red Sea and we entered into Canaan and we thank the Lord.
我们有一个舒服的房子，感谢主。
We have a good house. We thank the Lord.
我有一个听话的孩子，感谢主。
We have good kids and we thank the Lord.
我有一个爱你的老公，感谢主。
We have a husband who loves us. We thank the Lord.
各样都祝福都有了，感谢主。
We thank the Lord for all sorts of blessings.
但这不是你的产业。
But that is not your inheritance.
这不是天上的产业。
That is not an inheritance in heaven.
天上的产业主要给你的，要你去经历的。
The heavenly inheritance the Lord has given you is for you to experience.
你不要把它看轻了。
Do not despise it.
你不要把它说，哎呀，这一点都不重要。
Do not think, oh, it's not important to me at all.
你要往前去得着神给你的。
But you have to press forward to obtain that inheritance God has prepared for you.
这个是约书亚给这些百姓们的呼召。
And that is the calling of Joshua to the Israelites.
你知道，当约书亚这样说的时候
，When Joshua was saying this,
有一个老人就起来了。
There is an elderly man who came up.
这个人是谁
？Who is that man?
这个人叫做加勒。
His name is Caleb.
他讲话的时候几岁呢？
How old was he when he said all these things?
他讲话的时候85岁。
He was 85 years old.
他真是个老弟兄了。
He is an elderly brother.
但这个老弟兄他起来，他怎么说呢？
But he rose up and what did he say to Joshua?
他说这些人不去得地为业。
He said, oh, all these people are not going to obtain the land.
我去。
I'll go.
我去。
I will go.
我45年前我力量如何？
How I was 45 years ago.
我今天力量一样如何？
The same I am today.
当然，这不是说他光说他身体的力量嘛。
Of course, it's not only talking about his bodily strength.
哎呀，我回想我二十几岁啊，我真的很羡慕。
As I think back to my to myself when I was in my 20s, I really admire myself.
那个时候，我一天能够踢两场的足球。
I can play two matches of football every day.
180分钟。
180 minutes.
不停的。
Non-stop.
现在嘛，就别提了。
Now we don't. I don't even want to mention it.
我想我跑个十分钟都跑不了了。
I can probably last 10 minutes.
但是加勒不是。
But Caleb is different.
加勒他说，45年前如何，我今天还是一样。
He said how I was 45 years ago, the same way I am now.
我来。
I come.
他跟约书亚怎么说
？He said to Joshua,
哪块地最难的
？Which is the hardest land?
哪个仇敌最大的
？Which has the hardest enemies to tackle?
给我
，Give it to me.
我来
I'll go.
我要得到这个地为业。
I will take that land.
中文圣经说他有另外一个心智。The
Chinese Bible said he had a different heart.
那其实原文是他另外的一个灵。
But actually it says he has a different spirit.
这意思是什么？
What does that mean?
他知道神的心。
He knew the heart of the Lord.
他知道怎么能够往前去得到这地为业。
He knew how to go forward and to take that land as his inheritance.
我亲爱在座的年纪大的弟兄姊妹,
My elderly brothers and sisters.
现在感谢主我跟你们越来越走得近了。
I thank the Lord that I'm becoming closer and closer with you.
给你讲个小笑话。
I'll give you a little story.
我前天去办我的驾照。
And the day before yesterday, I went to get my renew my driver's license.
然后我要拍照，对吧？
And I had to take a picture.
那个女的她一看我，她说：“应该说你是 gray hair， 但我还是写黑的吧。”A
lady looked at me and said, "Oh, I should have say you have gray hair, but I'll just write black."
然后我不说谢谢她，还不谢谢她。
Should I say thank you or not?
弟兄姊妹,
My brothers and sisters,
照着身体来说,
according to body,
很可能我们已经差了,
maybe we are fading away.
可能照着我们外体来说,
according to our outer body,
我们赶不上了,
we are weak.
照着力量来说,
speaking of strength,
我们好像已经衰败了,
seems like we have weakened.
但是叫做属灵来说,
but spiritually speaking,
你绝对不可以,
you cannot.
我亲爱的连长的弟兄姊妹,
my dear elderly brothers and sisters,
你记得主给我们，亚勒给我们的提醒,
please remember the reminder of Caleb.
我没有老,
I'm not old.
我45年前如何, 我今天还是一样,
how I was 45 years ago, the same way I am today.
45年前, 我怎么勇敢地要得到基督给我的丰富,
how I was courageous, wanting to obtain the abundance of Christ.
我今天没有停,
I have not stopped there.
我还要往前,
I want to move forward.
我还要得着,
I need to obtain it.
我要往前去,
I need to move on.
哦, 弟兄姊妹, 我看到一些老弟兄, 我是感谢主,
my brothers and sisters, when I see some elderly brothers, I really thank the Lord.
他们是不停的,
they never stop.
他不因为年纪的缘故而停下来,
they never stop because of their age.
他一直追赶,
they have been pursuing.
他要进步再进步,
pursuing and pursuing.
往前再往前,
forward and onward.
我喜欢讲王国贤弟兄的故事。
I like to talk about the story of Brother Wong.
他刚过了90岁,
he just passed his 90th birthday.
照人说他好休息就好了,
according to men, he can retire.
他还要每周去搞透析洗肾,
every week he has to go to the hospital to have treatments.
一周三次,
three times a week.
照人说你就别那么忙了,
according to men, he can stop his work.
弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
有时候我们前面弟兄打电话给我,
sometimes the brothers would call me up,
他跟我说,
and say to me,
丁强啊, 最近我读了几段圣经啊, 有这个感觉,
oh Brother Kwok, I have read this passage and I have this burden in me.
他从来不叫我 Brother Kwok, 他叫我小名, 他叫我名字, 他说我读到有几个亮光,
oh Timothy, I have this light from the Lord.
然后又告诉我说这里有一个亮光,
and brother would tell me, oh I have this light from here.
我还记得他读约伯记有亮光, 他在电话上给我讲了45分钟,
I remember he had something from the Lord in the book of Job, and he talked to me on the phone for 45 minutes.
说真的, 这40分钟下来啊, 我真的听不太明白, 因为我都没有, 那段时间没有读嘛。
To be honest, I was a little confused because I didn't really read the book of Job recently.
最近他把诗篇搞完了,
and he just finished up studying the book of Psalm.
他跟我说,
and he said to me,
还有两本,
I still have two more books.
他要搞的,
I need to do.
我不知道他准备要不要去搞他,
I don't know if he's planning to do it.
但我要告诉你一个事实,
but I want to tell you,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
身体可以老,
your body can can weaken.
但是你往前得到这个产业是绝对不能放轻的。
But you can Never let go of your will to obtain that inheritance.
这跟你这个体力没有关系的。
Obtaining the inheritance has nothing to do with your age.
实在说对你有多少聪明才智也没有太大的关系的。
It doesn't have much to do with your wisdom or ability.
你要勇敢地往前去。
You have to press forward.
你这样就得到神给你的产业。
To obtain what God has prepared for you.
弟兄姊妹,
My brothers and sisters,
这是我们信心的功课。
This is the lesson of our faith.
这是我们信心的学习。
And this is what we must learn by faith.
当我们用信心把自己一直操练的时候,
And when we exercise more and more with our faith,
我们在神面前, 我们的力量就越来越强大。
And we will be strengthened before God.
我们在主面前成为一个真正丰富的人。
And then we can become someone who's truly abundant before God.
我不希望在教会里头看到很多的怪人。
I do not wish to see many weird people in the church.
其实这怪人怎么怪的呢？
How weird are they?
他的头好大。
They have really big heads.
这个头很大。
They have huge heads.
都装满了里头的东西。
Filled with a lot of things.
听到那么多年。 都塞在里头,
they have heard the messages many years and it's all in their heads.
那还有个大眼睛,
and they have big eyes.
到处看, 哪个弟兄做错了,
and they're looking around, oh, which brother has made a mistake?
啊, 这里这不对, 那个也不对,
oh, he did something wrong here and she did something wrong there.
那还加上一个大嘴巴,
and to add on to that is a big mouth.
你想这个人怪不怪呢?
How do you think he's weird?
大头,
big head.
大眼睛,
big eyes,
大嘴巴,
and big mouth.
最怪是, 这个手跟脚啊, 好像火柴那么用。
The most strange thing about them is that their arms and their legs are just as small as matches.
那有可能我画给你看, 你就知道很特别了。
If I draw it out to you, then you understand.
弟兄姊妹,
My brothers and sisters,
这些人啊, 讲都是讲得很好。
They can say a lot of stuff.
批评啊, 很到位。
They can criticize to a point.
那讲话呢, 一点都不饶人。
And they, their words are really hurting.
但是你不能把一些东西交在他手上。
But you cannot give them, trust upon them some ministries.
他拿不住的。
They cannot hold on to it.
他手没力量的。
Because they don't have strength in their hands.
你要不要跟要他走一段路？
If you ask him to walk a path,
他也走不了。
He can't do much.
为什么？
Why?
他在他生命里头,
because in their lives,
他没有一点好好的活在进入基督丰富的实际的里头来,
because they did not live in the reality of obtaining the abundance of Christ.
我遇到一些神所用的人,
I've encountered some servants used by God.
他们不讲很多的话,
they don't speak a lot of things.
他也不怎么批评,
nor do they criticize.
但是当你跟他在一起的时候,
but when you are with them,
你就发觉生命在他里面是那样的丰富,
you feel that the life is so abundant in them.
他对神的认识是那样的实在,
they have so real experience and seeing of the Lord.
有的时候你还以为他说他圣经大概没读几遍,
maybe sometimes you thought he didn't read the Bible many times.
以为他很多东西都不懂,
you thought they don't know much.
其实,
However,
他真的明白,
they truly understood.
他怎么来经历神给他一切要他进到的丰富的里头去,
they know how to experience and enter into what God has prepared for them.
的产业,
to possess the inheritance.
弟兄姊妹,
My brothers and sisters,
在圣经里头以西结书有一段,
in the book of Ezekiel, there is a passage.
今天我没时间说了,
I don't have time to go on to it in detail.
那我就不讲了。
I will not speak about it.
不是不重要, 非常的重要。
It's really important.
以斯结书48章,
Ezekiel chapter 48.
说到以色列在那个千禧年的时候, 神好像再把产业再分一次。
It speaks of in the millennium, God has given the Israelites the inheritance once again.
每一个支派都有产业。
Every tribe has a portion.
但有一般人,
but there is a group of people.
他不是一个支派。
They are not a tribe.
这叫做撒都的子孙。
They are the sons of Zadok.
然后撒都的子孙, 神把一个特别的丰富给他。
God has given them a special abundance.
那叫做得胜节的原则。
That is the principle of the overcomers.
那今天我不讲这一块了。
I will not speak much on this.
哪里有三个重点, 我提一下就好了。
Three points.
第一个,
First,
是神圣洁的祭司。
They are the holy priests of God.
第二个,
Secondly,
守住神的吩咐。
They have obeyed according to God's commands.
第三个,
Thirdly,
当人走迷的时候,他不会走迷。
When people went astray, they did not go astray.
这是得胜者的生活。
These are the lives of the overcomers.
那今天我不讲几个。
I will not speak much on this.
我需要10分钟。
I still have 10 more minutes.
我要把很重要的话跟弟兄们说。
I'll say to you some important words.
弟兄们, 当我们读到约书亚记的时候,
Brothers, when we read the book of Joshua,
你会问说,
you ask a question.
为什么神那么在意呢?
Why does God care so much?
那到底这些百姓得到还得不到产业, 好像也无所谓啊。
It seems like it doesn't matter much if these people obtain the inheritance or not.
其实他们的生活,
these are their lives.
对神来说,
to God,
他们多一块地, 少一块地有什么关系呢?
One more piece or less piece of land, what does that matter to God?
同意吗?
Do you agree with me?
为什么?
Why?
神为什么那么在意?
Why does God care so much?
你为什么那么在意要得到这个迦南地?
God, why do you care so much about the people obtaining the land of Canaan?
为什么要在这里一块一块地得着它?
Why do you want them to obtain them portion by portion?
弟兄姊妹,
My brothers and sisters,
你知道吗?
Do you know that?
如果神得不到这个产业,
If God did not obtain the inheritance,
耶路撒冷就没办法建起来了。
Jerusalem will not be built.
神的圣殿就不建不起来了。
And the temple of God will have no way to be built up.
一面来说, 当然是为着这些百姓进到神丰富的里头。
On one hand, it's for the people to enter into the abundance of God.
那弟兄姊妹, 我要告诉你,
But brothers and sisters, I want to tell you,
当你得到神一切丰盛的时候,
Once you have obtained the abundance of God,
不但是为着你,
It's not only for you,
为了神永远的旨意,
It's for the eternal will of God,
为了神的旨意能够成就在这个地上,
It is for the fulfillment of God's will on earth.
换句话说也成就在宇宙的当中。
And in other words, it's also fulfilled in this whole universe.
旧约是个图画。
The Old Testament is but a picture.
如果接班神的百姓,
If these people of God
没有好好的这个地为业,
did not obtain the land as their inheritance,
我们看不到耶路撒冷,
we cannot see Jerusalem,
我们看不到圣殿,
we cannot see the holy temple,
神的旨意好像被打岔了。
And then the will of God seemed to be interrupted.
弟兄姊妹,
My brothers and sisters,
来到新约,
comes the New Testament.
我们在等什么?
What are we waiting for?
我们可以说, 到底我们的主在等什么?
We can ask, what is our Lord waiting for?
前面弟兄常说, 照着时间来说, 我们主早就该回来了。
Our brothers before us told us that according to time, our Lord should have come earlier.
为什么? 我们主还迟延呢?
Why does he tarry?
弟兄姊妹,
My brothers and sisters,
会不会因着我们的不在意?
Is it because we don't care?
我们只照顾自己,
that we only take care of ourselves?
我们没有好好的让这个新耶路撒冷能够建起来?
That we did not help to build up a new Jerusalem?
弟兄姊妹, 对你来说好像是小事情。
My brothers and sisters, it seems to be a small matter for you.
对我们主来说,
But to our Lord,
这是大事情,
it's a great matter.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
把新耶路撒冷建起来是每一个基督徒都有一份的责任。
Building up the new Jerusalem, it is the responsibility of each and every brother and sister.
不是只在少数的弟兄姊妹身上,绝对不是。
The responsibility does not only fall on a few brothers and sisters.
每一个神的孩子,
each and every child of God.
神都有份产业给你。
God has inheritance for you.
这份产业就是将来成为圣城新耶路撒冷的材料。
And this inheritance is that you will become the material for the new Jerusalem.
如果今天你没有得到这个产业,
if you have not obtained that inheritance,
你没有在这个产业头你把自己弄丰富起来,
that you did not obtain the abundance in this inheritance,
这个新城圣耶路撒冷就不能够完成了,
then this new Jerusalem cannot be complete.
我们读到启示录21章,
When we read Revelation chapter 21,
哪里是说到将来的光景?
It speaks of the future.
那约翰 就说了。
And John said,
他听到宝座上有大声音说。
And he heard a great voice from the throne.
看啊。
Behold,
神的帐幕在人间。
The tabernacle of God is with man.
他说看啊。
Behold,
我把一切都更新了。
I have renewed everything.
弟兄姊妹
My brothers and sisters,
其实神要做的事情
This is the work of God.
我弟兄姊妹
My brothers,
我们在地上几十年的日子实在说起来早晚要过去的
Our dozens of years of life on earth will eventually pass by.
你过去以后
After it's passed,
你留了什么下来
What have you left?
有人说他要好好的工作。
Some people say, "Oh, I work hard."
我要为我儿子留些什么
？I'll leave something for my son.
我要为我儿子留些什么
？I'll leave something for my son.
我要为谁人？我把什么保留下来
？I will leave some treasure for someone.
弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters.
其实地上一切你都留下了。
You can leave all these on earth.
地上一切的丰富好像你都抓好了。
It seems like you have.Grasp all the abundance on earth.
但是我今天下午的问题是
But my question for you this afternoon
神给你哪一份呢
What about the portion God has given you?
神为你预备那天上荣耀的基业呢
What about the glorious inheritance God has prepared for you in heaven?
有没有用信心来支取它
Have you by faith obtained it?
然后用信心来使用它
And by faith exercised it.
然后成为你自己的享受
And for it to be your enjoyment.
成为你自己的产业
To be your inheritance.
然后来到神面前说
Now you can come before God and say,
我的主啊
My Lord,
这是你给我的产业
This is the inheritance you have given
me. 你用它来建造新耶路撒冷吧
Use it and build your new Jerusalem.
用它来把你的荣耀彰显出来呗。
Use it to manifest your glory.
这是你要我得的，我得着了。
This is what you want me to obtain, and I have obtained.
我亲爱南树里的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters in South Surrey.
我不知道今天的信息对你来说还难还是不难。
I do not know whether this message is hard for you or not.
但是这是我在主面前祷告的时候，主给我一点的负担。
But this is my burden when I pray and seek before the Lord.
我真心里头有一个的祷告。
I have a prayer in my heart.
我希望所有在这里的弟兄们，你们是丰丰富富的进到神的国。
I pray that all the brothers and sisters here can enter into the kingdom of God abundantly.
进到神的国的丰富不是外面的。
It is not entering into God's kingdom abundantly is not outward things.
不是那地上你看得见的东西。
Nor is it the things you can see on earth.
是神给你那个天上的基业。
But the heavenly inheritance God has given you.
你经历了多少？
How much have you experienced it?
你拥有了多少
How much have you obtained it?
这是我们真正来追求要得着的
These are the things we seek to obtain.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我再说
I say this again.
每个人都有一份
Everyone has a portion.
问题是你有没有真的走上去
But the question is,whether you are treading upon it.
你不用看旁边的人。
You do not need to look at people around you.
是你旁边人都会有。
Yes, they will all have a portion.
但你永远记得你自己就有。
But you have to remember, you have a portion to yourself.
用信心。
By faith.
勇敢的。
Courageously.
承认基督是我们生命的主。
Confess that our Lord Jesus is the Lord of our lives.
他是我们生命的主。
That He is the Lord of our lives.
他是万军耶和华。
He is the Lord of hosts.
是耶和华军队的元帅。
That He is the commander of the army of the Lord.
你听他。
Listen to Him.
他要率领你。
He will lead you forward.
进到基督一切丰富的里面去。
Into all the abundance of Christ.
这是主给我们的应许。
This is the promise of a God.
也是主给我们的呼召。
And a calling from the Lord.
神用极大的怜悯。
God, by His abundant mercy,
叫基督耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
That according to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, He raised us up.
不是停在这里。
And does not stop there.
他要我们得着那个不朽坏、不衰残、不玷污、存留在天上的基业。
But He wants us to obtain the incorruptible, undefiled that does not fade away reserved for us in heaven. Are you obtaining this inheritance?
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们真承认说人的话没有用处。
Lord, we confess that man's word is of no use.
求你自己来说话。
You speak yourself.
叫我们真看见你的荣耀。
So that we may see your glory.
这位荣耀的神向我们显现。
This glorious God has appeared to us.
我们就离开本地本族父家跟着你往前去。
So leave our house, our tribe, and our land to follow after you.
主，但愿你自己来吸引我们。
Lord, may you draw us yourself.
我们不为自己求好处。
We do not ask for benefits for ourselves.
为了你的荣耀。
But for your glory.
为了你永远的旨意。
For your eternal will.
我们愿意做一个真正得到产业的人。
We are willing to become someone who truly obtained inheritance.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.